Senate File 846. I think the only issue, like, Representative Solberg, I don't think there are any differences between the House and the Senate on the deficiency appropriations, I don't believe.
I think they're, Mr. Chair, I think they're the same.
Okay.
The difference is, however, the language, we picked up the Senate file because it was a Senate file that came over. And then we amended it, and that's been passed out to this. But that's not reflected on this at all.
Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, the Senate bill is as it passed the Senate, and the House amendment is as shown on this separate piece of paper. There was never an endorsement made of the House bill, of the Senate bill with the House amendment.
Okay.
So I think this is the only issue before the conference.
Mr. Chairman, then the language, the difference between the House and the Senate language is the Senate language that's here, and in order to look at the House language, we have to look at this particular thing that we never endorsed. Okay.
To that point, Representative Hobbs, Representative Sears, myself, and a couple others have been working on the language on this issue. There were some challenges that the governor's office brought up to us that had come from the House language. The House clearly was a little, had more time, had finessed us a bit more. The language that is in this newest version, which I think we need to hand out, most closely reflects what appears to need to happen to get to the goal that some of us are looking at in terms of the contract with the Met Council on Buses.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator,
the first part of this lines 1 through 1 through 1 through 9 is the same as this on the sheet there.
Correct. And Mr. Chairman, Representative Solberg, the difference between the other sheet we have had to do with that.
I think, Mr. Chair, I think that's a good change from my perspective.
All right, so Representative Solberg, do you want to make any appropriate motion?
Well, the only thing is there was some suggestion from somebody from the Met Council, and maybe if we can ask them. They had proposed that on your amendment, starting on 1.11, that it would begin beginning August 1st, 2007, then changing the all A to a small A. And I don't know how Senator Clark feels about that.
Mr. Chair, Representative Silver, there are some people who feel uncomfortable with the same beginning. They actually want to go later than.
Okay.
So that's why there's not specific language here, but I believe that the council is going to move as quickly as they can.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Judd Shetland. I'm the Government Affairs Director for the Metropolitan Council. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for including our deficiency appropriation in this bill. The transit system absolutely needs that. As far as the amendment, and I'll reiterate what I've said before, is that the council stands by our previous procurement. We believe we did this correctly. However, in the event that the legislature is going to move on this language, I appreciate the new language. I mean, this actually works better for the council. So even though we don't agree with the whole concept, this is better language. The reason why we're asking to say beginning August 1st, 2007 is because the council is going to be going through a review by APTA, which is the American Public Transit Association, to review our RFPs or our procurements and the specs that are within them to make sure to show that there's no prejudice as far as how we put out these RFPs, so there's no, inherent prejudice toward Gillig or toward New Flyer or toward any other bus purchaser. And what we need to do is, after that review is done, we need to get this procurement out the door as quickly as possible. And what we've said in the past is that we would offer to have the legislative auditor review our procurement after we are completed with our procurement. I understand that isn't the way that the legislature wants to go. So what we're asking for is just to allow this procurement to go out the door so we can get these buses here in short order. We need these buses by early to mid next year, and they take 18 months to 24 months to get them. And we will keep everybody here up to date as to what we are going. But if we were to come back and finish that review and then have to go through this process right now, which I think everybody understands that Microscope is on this, and we won't be doing anything without anybody's understanding of what's going on. We'd just like to kind of expedite this procurement and this solicitation so we can get the buses as quickly as possible, and that's why you see the language. It's not to avoid anything.
Mr. Chair, thank you. And I think to that point, one of the concerns that precipitated this was the fact that we weren't getting what we've considered correct answers in terms of what the specifications were doing, and precipitated our looking at this. And there was never any intent to create favoritism in one way or the other. It was just to say, look, what is the most fair process for the taxpayers in Minnesota? So I think this coming forward, and I guess my question would be, are the specs going to be reviewed then before the contract is let again?
Yes. Mr. Chair and Representative Severson, that is my understanding. I would say yes, that is the case. And that's why we need to get this review done by APTA and get this out the door as quickly as possible, because we are, like I said,
And Mr. Chair, to that, so APTA will review these specifications before the contract is let?
Mr. Chair and Representative Severson, yes.
Sarah Clark.
I guess the question I have is there a particular reason why I feel like you need a date put in there?
Mr. Chair and Senator Clark, the reason why we're saying that is so that if, and it's just entirely up to you. I mean, it is entirely up to you. We're saying that so that if APTA takes so much time, that then when we come back and if we had to go through this process with this procurement, we're afraid that we could potentially lose more time, or we would put in jeopardy the delivery of these buses. And that is the main reason why we're having APTA to do this review, so we can come back to the legislature and show that there is no prejudice for either company that is bidding on these specs.
Mr. Chair, I don't think I was probably very clear, because I certainly like the approach that you're taking. I think that's a good one. But I'm not sure that you need dates specified in the language. That's my question. It would seem like it's silent on a date, and that seems cleaner. And if they get done earlier, then you can do it sooner. It wouldn't have to be done in August. It could be done in July. I'm not sure why you want us to tie your hands.
Well, Mr. Chair and Senator Clark, if we wanted to get real particular about the language, if we didn't put a date in, there's a chance that this would expire by June 30th.
No, because we're making it statutory now. It's not in the
right
language.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay.
That's how we fix the problem.
Yes.
Okay. All right, do we have...
I think Senator Clark should probably move this.
Okay, Senator Ferguson.
Kind of a technical question. Perhaps to Mr. Watson. The last sentence on 116, 117 says the commission shall take testimony of procurements. Does that mean all procurements or only those over $125 million? And if it's the latter, should it say that?
Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ferguson, I don't know what Senator Clark intended. It might be that it would be better to insert after on the.
Senator Clark, what do you wish to move?
I wish to remove the A11.
She incorporated.
Incorporated. The word above for procurements on the contracts.
Okay. All right. We have the Clark motion in front of us for the discussion. If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
I think we should have a good conference committee. Thank you, people, for working.
Well, if you want to move the...
I will move the... That's a proper motion.
Move the Senate file. The conference committee.
Conference committee report on Senate file. 846 be adopted.
All right, on the sober motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. And you'll get out the health and human services.
Yeah.
Right?